Do you mean what motivates me to like do FSA? Or what motivates me to do anything? The number one thing that motivates me is having a story to tell. Like, I'll do any fucking thing if I'll have like a crazy story to tell afterwards. Like, and I think that's partially because all the adults that I grew up around had crazy stories, and I just thought that that's normal on some level. I don't know, but like, if, I get a chance to do something and it's gonna potentially result in a crazy story, I will do it. It doesn't matter whether it'll be unpleasant or if it'll be like dangerous or whatever. Another thing that really motivates me is, okay, like I hate people en masse, but I like most people that I meet. Like, it's just a matter of feeling kind of boxed in by, like, it seems like there's a lot of people out there who are the same way, and they have this big tribe, and I feel very excluded from that tribe. And I don't like that feeling, especially when it seems like the entire world is designed to make that type of person's life easier and more interesting and more pleasant, and they all seem mad at me for anything that I do. Like, I don't know, it might be just a working in corporate America thing, but it often seems like whenever I find something that makes me more comfortable and I feel like it's not hurting anybody or anything, there's always somebody there to tell me that it looks bad or that, it could be a safety hazard or they can't let me do it because then other people might want to do it or something. Like, and it's been like that my whole life where I just get the person staring at me. Like, I have these really big sunglass goggle things because I wear glasses, and then I have, these really big sunglass, like polarized safety goggles that I wear over them when it's sunny, because I could buy, tinted lenses. I hate transitions. They confuse the fuck out of me. But I could buy, an extra pair of prescription sunglasses. But I might lose them. And until recently, like, they were kind of expensive. And now we have that glorious thing called Zenni Optical, so they're not that expensive, but the polarized lab goggles, $5. I don't have to worry about scratching them because they're $5. I don't have to worry about losing them. I don't have to worry about, anything. And they are really well polarized. I can see really well. And I wear them pretty much any time I'm going to be under fluorescent lights. And it's gonna be a long time. Like, if I go to the grocery store, I'll wear them. If I go out on a really super sunny day, I'll be wearing them. And like, when I'm in the Walmart in my sunglasses, just walking around trying to buy some fucking groceries, not talking to anybody, not making eye contact with anybody, just minding my own fucking business, you would not believe some of the looks I get. Like, people who just look at me like, what the fuck are you doing there? And like, fuck you. Like, just fucking buy your fucking groceries and shut the fuck up. That makes that. Like, I don't understand why people have to give a shit how other people are comfortable. The world is designed exactly for you. You have everything. Like, I know people don't really have everything and everybody has their problems and everything, but on some level, it kind of feels like it, like these people have everything and they're just trying to take one more thing from me. And so I have a lot of like inner rage at society and like certain rules and traditions and ideas that are put forth by society. And if I have a chance to fuck with them, I probably will. I will find a nice fun way to do that, and I will fuck as hard as I can. So that's pretty motivating. I also have that. Have you heard of the Imp of the Perverse? The Imp of the Perverse is that weird little impulse you get to do destructive shit. Like, I don't know. This is like an example that I would never act on, but like, you're walking across like a really high bridge or like, you know, a tall like building or like a balcony thing or something, and suddenly you have that little part of your brain that's vividly mentally picturing what you would look like just flying after you've leapt off of it, and you just would like flutter for a moment and then you'd hit the water or the ground. And that's like playing as like a little tiny Technicolor movie in the back of your head. Like, I have that with a lot of stuff. Like, every time I pick up a lighter, I light the lighter because impulse control. So if I have impulses and they're not super destructive, like, I'll probably act on them just to, like, make sure that I keep my impulse control strong. It's not gonna hurt anybody, and especially if I'm by myself or with people that I trust, not, you know, give a shit and to understand this, I'll just act on whatever it is. Like, if I'm cleaning out my purse and I'm cleaning out the lighters that I keep in my purse, and like there's a bunch of fucking receipts because you go to the store and stuff and you pay with your card and they always give you a receipt and they always like hand it to you, and it's like, I know from working in retail that there are some people who really want their receipt in their hand and they freak out if they don't get it. But like, I don't know what to do with this, and I just stuff it in my purse. And then like whenever I clean out my purse, it's like, fuck, what are all these receipts doing in here? And like, if I'm holding the lighter and I get to like a bunch of receipts, it'll just like some part of my brain will be like, you know, I could just burn these. And I do. 'Cause it doesn't hurt anybody. I've never like set my apartment on fire from burning receipts or anything. And you know, you have to save up your willpower for important shit, you know, like when you're just like having a bad day and you're trying not to be a dick to people because you're having a bad day and you don't need to put that on other people. That's the time you use your willpower. When, you know, you're trying to make yourself, you know, take up this new habit or bust this old habit that you don't want to have anymore. That's the time you use your willpower. You can't be fucking worried about lighting a fucking receipt on fire. That's not major in the grand scheme of things. Unless you're like in a mental health facility being evaluated. Because, like, this is a thing that I believe. Like, I believe most people, like, were honestly watched when they were completely alone, somebody would think they were fucking crazy. Like, most people talk to themselves or sing to themselves when they're alone. When I'm alone and I'm cooking, or with, like, sometimes with a significant other and cooking, I'll feel comfortable enough to do this if they're off in the other room. I talk to myself like I'm on a cooking show. I totally do. I'll be like, and next we're gonna add some eggs, and that'll, you know, kind of bind everything together. And we're gonna make sure that we stir the eggs consistently because we want them to have a nice fluffy texture. And I don't know what the fuck I just came up with that I'm making there, but it sounds okay. And you know, like I'll just be thinking that, and I'll be just saying it out loud because it's fun and it helps me remember what I'm cooking. Like if I'm trying to think, what would be good in this? What does it need? And then I'll just break in a raspberry beret or something in the middle, and then I'll go back to my cooking show. And I'm sure if I was watched alone doing that, or like watched when, like, some days if I'm having a bad day and I have some cute underwear clean, like, I'll put on like fucking like fishnets and boots and like a cute bra, and I'll wander around cleaning like that because it motivates me to clean. Because I don't know, like, something about it, like, or like, I'll be like, I'm gonna get dressed up in vintage lingerie and play Nintendo Wii in high heels. Woo! Like, When you're having a bad day, that's a thing to do. I don't have vintage lingerie anymore. I used to have a bunch of it from that friend that owned the clothing store. I should get more. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. People do fucking weird things when they're alone. Or, you do gross things because you just don't give a shit right then. Everybody does that. You just, fart and it's disgusting. And, it makes weird noise and you laugh at your own fart or something. People are fucking weird when they're alone. And I firmly believe that everybody is weird when they're alone, so I don't worry about it. But, it would suck to have, a camera on you or something, and people are, evaluating you for sanity. And you have to, sit there and try to be, normal all the time. I feel like if you did that to anybody, people would be like, "What the fuck are you doing?" At some point during your day. Because the world is kind of an ugly, weird place like that. And we all just need to, fucking calm down. What else motivates me? People that I care about, when I care about somebody, they're mine on some level. They're my friend, or they're my whatever they are to me, my mom. Or when I care about a place, it's mine on some level. Even if that makes no sense, I'm not a fucking Transylvanian fucking voivode. I'm not the ruler of all I survey, but on some level, people and places that I care about, I feel a strong sense of possessive responsibility towards them. And that's not you're my friend and I don't want you to be friends with other people. But you're my friend and I can't let you wear that shirt because it makes you look like a gay rodeo clown and I don't think that's what you were going for. I have my one friend who I've had that conversation with, "Dude, go change. You look like a gay rodeo clown." And we have that type of relationship where I can do that and it's okay. I wouldn't do that if we didn't. Or that one friend who always needs help with X. I feel like if I have that one friend who always needs a friend to help them with X, I feel a responsibility to be there and do that. I don't know. Or places that I care about, even places that I haven't been to in a long time. Part of the reason I became a vegetarian, it took me a while after to do it, but I really wanted to after the BP oil spill because I grew up on the Gulf Coast in Texas. And after that, I just started reading about all these environmental things and just, oh my God, it worries me so much. The idea that I'm gonna die and everybody that I know is gonna die, I've accepted that more or less. The idea of getting old and not being able to do things and maybe getting Alzheimer's and all that crap sucks. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. But everyone I know one day is gonna die. And that's okay. We're supposed to die. That's how we're designed, we're that way. And it's not really a scary thing to me. I don't believe in one of the big, scary, terrifying religious afterlives, so that probably helps. I don't believe in hell. I just don't. I believe that hopefully people who do bad things, somehow there will be justice. I hope that, but I don't know it. And I don't worry that there's some divine being out there watching me, and every time I have sex, or every time I masturbate, or every time I lose my temper with somebody or something, they're making a big black mark next to my name. That doesn't seem right to me. Like, that's fucking ridiculous. And I don't worry about it. I try to be a good person because I want to be a good person. I try not to be a dick because I don't like people who are dicks, and I don't want to be somebody that I don't like. And I do believe in some of those, like, woo-woo concepts. Like, I think maybe reincarnation might be a thing. Like, that would be pretty cool. But, you know, and maybe there are ghosts. Maybe there are other things. I don't know. But fucking, like, some terrifying afterlife that means I have to be afraid of death. No, fuck that. But, like, the idea of places that I love no longer being there because of, like, environmental factors or extreme land development from overpopulation or anything like that really bothers me. Like, there's a park in my city. If they ever try to demolish that park, I will strap myself to something and I will refuse to leave and they will fucking bulldoze my body. Sorry. But, like, it's been there since, like, the city was founded and it's gorgeous. It's not very big. It has all these gorgeous old pine trees and, like, it's like you're in a tiny, like, it's in the middle of the city. Like, I used to work in an office that was on the other side of it. And I would make a point to always cut through, even if, like, it wasn't shoveled for snow very well. And, like, I was, like, slipping and sliding everywhere. Because it just made my day that much nicer. And it's dark, and it's quiet, and it's... Somehow it's like being in a forest for, like, 10 minutes in the middle of your day, even though you just walk through, like, a bunch of busy highway off-ramp intersections and stuff, like... It's just perfect. And, like, in the winter, all the, like, it's mostly pine trees, and the pine trees get covered with snow, and there's just, like, big snow drifts and everything, and oh my god, I love it, I love it, I love it. And just, like, on some level that I can't explain, somebody fucking with that is morally wrong. Like, really wrong. Really morally wrong. People fucking with the oceans really drives me nuts. Like, don't fuck with the oceans. The oceans are amazing, and you don't live there, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, I can't. The idea that one day, like, all of that is gonna be, like, there's not gonna be porpoises, and there's not gonna be fucking crazy Portuguese jellyfish with their fucking... You ever see a Portuguese man o' war? Like, they're poisonous and you should never touch one. But they are so pretty. Like, they wash up on the beach and they're just, like, purple and pink and, like, shiny and... They're gorgeous. And just, like, the smell and the oyster shells and... I just, that kind of thing, I need that to exist. And even places I've never been, but I think are really cool, like, I kind of need them to exist too. Like, there's a church in, I think, Prague, where somebody built a huge, gorgeous chapel out of bones, because they had, like, a plague or something. And it was, like, this act of mourning. And, like, not just because of my inner, like, edgy teen, but, like, I think that that's actually, like, a beautiful idea to not waste people's bones and to remember them and say, you know, hey, these are these people that died and we're not going to forget them and we're going to turn them into something sacred. That's amazing. And one day that place might not exist, and fuck that. fuck you if you fucking ruin that. I don't know, like, I want to keep things alive that are beautiful. And anything that gets in the way of that. Like, I want to hurt it. I want to set it on fire. I want to make it bleed. So, preserving things that are amazing and wonderful, that motivates me. Animals. Like, when I first moved to where I live now, there's deer hunting here. There's no deer hunting where I used to live because it was, I lived in one big city and everywhere else that I lived was on, like, the ocean coast. So they have fishing and they don't really shoot deer. And that was the weirdest thing to me. And, like, they have all these weird laws about wolves here because of the deer hunting. And, like, it's really controversial that they're bringing wolves back to, like, decent population levels because they get at the deer. Not because, you know, people don't keep their cows, you know, appropriately locked up or they get into the livestock, but because